Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again, and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. With us today on Folk Music Worldwide is Peter LaFarge, a folk singer who is, a combination of everybody's image of both sides of the American West. He's part cowboy, part Indian. Before we get into our conversation with Peter LaFarge, why don't we play a selection of his cowboy music, Black Stallion.
There's a black stallion loose in the mountains and the mesas. Caballeros tell the tale over their cervezas. He's never worn a saddle, never borne a brand. Though many men have tried, he's untouched by human hands. Well, the wise ones let him run, let him go and let him come running free. Running free. There's no stallion, roan, or dun that can catch the restless one. Running free, running free. He's a seldom and a solitary legend of the Badlands, and he's scattered many coats up and down the Rio Grande. You can catch him if you see him, you can catch him if you dare to capture thunder and to ride the desert air. But the wise ones let him run, let him go and let him come running free, running free. There's no stallion, roan, or dun that can catch the restless one. Running free, running free. Fences do not keep him out, corrals ain't held him yet. And if you think they're going to, I'm covering your bet. And if in the spring a baby colt is wild and black, just give him a rebel name and don't get on his back. For the wise ones let him run, let him go and let him come running free, running free. There's no stallion, roan, or dun that can catch the restless one running free. Running free. There's a black stallion loose in the mountains and the mesas. Caballeros tell the tale over their cervezas. He's never worn a saddle, never borne a brand. Though many men have tried, he's untouched by human hands. And the wise ones let him run, let him go, and let him come running free, running free. There's no stallion, roan, or dun that can catch the restless one running free, running free.
Peter LaFarge doing Black Stallion on Radio New York Worldwide's Folk Music Worldwide. Peter, can you tell us something about the background of that song?
You bet, Alan. When I come back from Korea in about 52, I guess, I was rodeoing around New Mexico, and there's this big black horse, wild horse, not a little wild horse, but a big wild horse. You think of wild horses, little tiny Mustangs. This was no little tiny Mustang. Kind of a throwback, he must have been, of some sort. And he was just jumping fences and getting in among the thoroughbred mares and messing up those breeding lines. And they kept putting big prices on his heads, and they shot him, and they poisoned him, and they run him into a box canyon with Piper Cub airplanes, and they walled him up, and he got away. And then he became something that you can't kill. He became a legend, particularly among the Indians out there, my people out there.
Can you tell us something about your background with the Indians?
Well, my father, Oliver Lafarge, the way he always told it to me and my sister, Povy, that's P-O-V-Y, Povy, not T-O-B-Y. As a matter of fact, her name means spring sunflower. We were the last of a tribe of Narragansett Indians that were wiped out, and we were adopted at birth by the Santa Clara Pueblo Hopi Indians there in New Mexico, near Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Do you do many songs of the Indian background, from either, well, are there many folk songs from Indians, or?
Oh, yes. You see, this is part of our heritage. We sing all the time. And a man is always making up songs. And every year, a man may sing his own song. And this is all apart from set religious pattern songs that have been inherited and brought down for 2,000-3,000 years, you know? So the only difference between myself and any other Indian is I'm the first Indian to sing to other people and other Indians about, our various tribulations, our victories, our hopes, our pains, and so on and so forth.
Well, would you recommend any songs in particular that our listeners might be interested in?
Well, if you want to really kind of be Indian, this, I think Vision of a Past Warrior, which comes closest to being an accurate, oh, how would you say, I don't like the word English, and I don't like the word white man, a modern interpretation of an Indian lament of the past. It's talking about the Cheyenne, the Sioux, the Cherokee, all that bunch that, with the passing of the buffalo, was the passing of their greatness. Of course, that wasn't necessarily true of the Cherokees, but that's another subject. Why don't we listen to it?
All right. Vision of a Past Warrior, as sung by Peter Lafarge.
I have within me such a dream of pain that all my silver horsemen hopes rust to still beyond Quicksilver Mountains on the plain. The buffalo are gone, none left to kill. I see the plains grow blackened with that dawn. No robes for winter warmth, no meat to eat. The ghost white buffalo's medicine gone, no hope for Indians then. I see defeat. Then there will be changes to another way. We will fight battles that are legends long, but of all our glory, none will stay. Who will remember I sang this song?
A Vision of a Past Warrior is done by Peter Lafarge. Peter, I understand you also have the name Peter Buckinghorse.
Yes.
What's the background on that one?
Well, that was the name given to me. It's the second name given to me by the Indian peoples. I was a bronc rider, you know. For 10 years, I was a rodeo cowboy. From the time I was 17 till I was 27, I was a professional bronc rider. all over the United States.
You say that's the second name.
That's right.
How many names is an Indian given?
Well, he can be given several. He can usually three. You have a birth name, which in my case is Pokwayanye, and which I won't tell you what it means, because it's a name that indicates where, in this case, my uncle, who was head of the Winter People and Santa Clara Pueblo, gave me his name, and this would impinge on our religion, which we do not talk about. And then your second name, which is given to you as something to use, you know, and often given to you in English. And mine was given to me in laughter. You know, Indians do laugh. It was Peter Buckenhorse.
Well, now, the name Lafarge, I understand, is also quite an illustrious name. Quite a history amongst the Lafarges.
Well, you know, that's pretty hard. You put a guy on the spot like that and say, isn't that an illustrious name? Be illustrious about yourself.
Well, I happen to know that it's well-founded in this case. Your father was a well-received novelist, wasn't he?
Yes, he won the Pulitzer Prize and for a novel called Laughing Boy. It's about American Indians. I guess I better not go into exactly what it's about. Why don't you all read it? great fighter for American Indian rights.
Well, now, you say you were also a bronc rider. Did you pick up many songs from the cowboy world?
Yes, I was raised on a ranch in Colorado by a man named Andy Kane, due to a divorce in my family. And Andy raised me as a cowboy and to be a cattleman, which didn't work out too well. I'm still a good cowboy, but I'm a minstrel, cows, there's something about cows, they just don't, the conversation you can hold with the rear end of a cow is mighty limited. But I picked these songs up, I recorded first for the Library of Congress about 1951, 52, singing all these old songs. I learned them before I even knew it was, I didn't know it was folk music. I didn't know I was singing folk music till it got to be fashionable and somebody told me about it.
What would be one of your favorite songs from this cowboy area?
I like Trail to Mexico for several reasons. One of them being that the theme will be readily recognizable as one stolen by or used by many classical musicians, and also by Hollywood and behind many, many Western things. Now, here's the original song. It also has the cowboy's concept of himself, which is very romantic, and it sort of tickles me. It's a sad song, it's a sweet song, it's a trail song, it's a song set to the trot of a horse, not the walk. All cowboy songs are set to the rhythm of a horse at a walk or a trot, and if people could understand that, I believe they'd sing them better. And this is a trail song, so it's a trot.
Well, all right. The Trail to Mexico is done by Peter Lafarge.
I say, young man, I want you to go and follow this herd down to Mexico. It was in the merry month of May. I started for Texas far away. Through rain and snow, 'twas a lonesome go. As the herd rolled on into Mexico, it was in the spring time of the year. We started out to drive them steers. I left my darling gal behind. She said, sweetheart, you're only mine. Her caress was soft and her kiss was sweet, saying we'll get married next time we meet. Through rain and snow, 'twas a lonesome go. As the herd rolled on down to Mexico, when I arrived in Mexico, I wanted my girl but I could not go. So I sent a letter to my dear, but not a word. For a year did I hear, well, I started back to my once-loved home. I asked for the gal I'd called my own. They said she'd married a richer life. Therefore, wild cowboy, find another wife. Oh, buddy, please stay at home. Don't be forever on the roam. There's many a gal more true than I, so pray don't go where the bullets fly. Well, damn your gold and the bullets too. God pity a woman who can't prove true. I'm heading back where the bullets fly and stay on the trail till the day I die.
The Trail to Mexico is done by Peter LaFarge. We'll be hearing more of Peter LaFarge's music in just a moment, but first, this message. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Radio New York Worldwide's Folk Music Worldwide. Let me just very quickly urge you again, if you possibly can, to drop us a note, let us know you heard the program. It's the only way we have of knowing if anybody's listening. And it's very important, at least mention the show in a letter, or say to Postmark New York or something, so we know you heard it. Tell us what you thought about it. If you have any suggestions, let us know. All right, let's get back to Peter LaFarge. Peter, we've got time, I think, for one more song. I see on your album here a song that I know is originally an Irish song, but is now sort of the very traditional, almost seems like one of the songs that people immediately associate with Cowboys on the West.
Yeah, Cowboys Lament. That's right. This is the greatest of them all, just as that same song hawked in Dublin in 1600 became St. James Infirmary for the blues. Here's the greatest night herding song. This is To a Slow Walk ever written. The Cowboy's Lament.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, I walked out in Laredo one day. I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped up in bright linen and cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly stepped by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Got shot in the breast and I know I must die. It was once in the saddle I used to go dashing. Once in the saddle I used to go gay. Well, I first took to drinking and then to card playing. Got shot in the breast and I'm dying today. Get 16 cowboys to carry my coffin. 7 pretty ladies to sing me a song. Put a good bronc tiger on board of my coffin to raise hell as you carry me along. Put the red, red roses all over my coffin. Red, red roses all over my coffin.
my paw. Put the red, red roses all over my coffin. Roses to deaden the clods as they fall. Go get me a cup, a cup of cold water to cool my parched lips, the cowboy then said. Before I'd returned, his soul had departed. He'd gone to the roundup, the cowboy was dead. We played the fife lowly, we beat the drum slowly, played the dead march as we carried him along. For we all loved that cowboy, so brave, young, and handsome. We all loved our comrade, although he'd done wrong.
The Cowboy's Lament is done by Peter Lafarge. Peter, we're out of time. There's an awful lot more good material that we could use. Do you think you could come in again and do a second show with us for next week?
Alan, anytime.
Well, thank you very much. If listeners will be with us again next week, again we'll have Peter Lafarge and Songs of the West.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Coming back across the ocean, down in the West Indies.